May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. In our story today from Daniel, we heard about a king named Nebuchadnezzar. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar, at the time, was, as far as he knew, the most powerful man on the entire planet. Now, technically, if he had known about the people of China, he would know that he was only the second most powerful man in the world. So even naturally, he was wrong and foolish. But he looked around his city, his great city of Babylon, and thought, what an amazing thing I have done. Didn't I do all of this for my glory and my honor? Isn't it magnificent? What we didn't read is what happened right before he was walking through the city and said such a foolish thing. Right before this, he had had a dream. And he was confused and worried about the dream. And so he called his most favored vizier and wizard and soothsayer, Daniel the Jew. And Daniel had told him, this dream means that because you are filled with pride, you will fall and have to eat in the fields as an animal until you recognize the one true God. The king knew this. He had been told, and he believed his favorite advisor, Daniel. So the very next day, seemingly forgetting about his dream, he walked around his most magnificent city and said, "What a wonderful person I must be." He knew, and yet he still thought how wonderful he must be. One of the reasons why Nebuchadnezzar could believe that he was a magnificent person and that his city was the most magnificent city on the world is because he had defeated the Egyptians and the Assyrians and the Syrians and, for our story, the Jews. He was the most important person in the world because Daniel, the smartest person in the world, the wisest advisor in the world, worked for him. He was the king of Daniel. That was perhaps his greatest treasure. In fact, when the children of Israel were taken from the land of Canaan, the first people the people of Babylon took were the princes and priests and high advisors. They did this before even raiding the temple, before even taking the treasures of the palace. They first took the smartest men of Jerusalem. Now, there's a reason. Naturally speaking, history was invented by the Jews. You see, pharaohs, when they would record their history, would only record all the wonderful things that happened to them. Similarly, the kings of Assyria and Babylon and Persia and China and all throughout history would only record all the wonderful things that they had done. And if they had done anything wrong, they would make sure no one would write about it. And then, when they died, their son or grandson might then write all the nasty things about them. And so history would continue to be rewritten and falsified and lied about to cover up so that the kings could have their pride. But think about what the Old Testament says about kings. None of them are any good. Even the best ones, like David and Solomon and Hezekiah and Josiah, have their flaws. The last great king, good king of Israel and Judah, Josiah, dies in battle, according to Jewish history, because the Jews did not worship their kings. Their history was about Yahuwah, their God, their Lord. And so when an advisor advised a Jewish king, like the prophet Isaiah, they would be giving true and wise advice. Because they were not trying to bolster the king's pride or make the king look wonderful in his own eyes. They were telling the truth from the Lord. And they had a reputation for doing such, known throughout the world. So when Nebuchadnezzar gets a hold of the princes of Jerusalem, like Daniel and his friends, he has the wisest advisor in the world. Because only a Jewish advisor, only a worshiper of the Lord, could give him advice that would fly in the face of his pride. But that's why he had pride. The heavenly doctrine teaches us that Babylon represents people who have taken hold of the word, and because they have the word, think that they are oh so wise. Think about that. Do you know anyone who may have the word and think because they have it that they are oh so wise? Are you that kind of person? Wisdom is not having the word. Wisdom is not being in charge of Daniel. Wisdom is listening to Daniel and listening to the word. Nebuchadnezzar was a foolish king, not because he didn't have the greatest advisor in the world, but because he didn't listen to him. Daniel told him, warned him, if you are consumed with pride and do not recognize that it is all from the Lord, you will be driven out and will eat like an oxen out in the fields. And he was, until he remembered Daniel's prophecy and his mind became clear. In his despair over his pride, he remembered who had told him what. And listen, these are the words of Nebuchadnezzar as recorded in Daniel. I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven. So he looks up. And my knowledge returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him that lives to eternity, whose dominion, whose power, whose rule and authority is an eternal dominion, and his kingdom is from generation and generation. So he looks up and he recognizes that the Lord isn't just a king of a city, but is the king of every city that has ever been and every city that will ever be. And isn't just a God of some people, but is a God of all people, including him. And he continues, and all who dwell on the earth are reputed as nothing. So people on here, on the earth, including me, Nebuchadnezzar, are like nothing. And he, the Lord, does as he wishes in the forces of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? And he ends with saying, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. So now Nebuchadnezzar gets it. All whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Abase means humiliate, put under, teach. Even though the king Nebuchadnezzar was filled with pride, he recognizes that the Lord is able to bring him to humility. So think about those poor people who have the word and think of themselves as oh so wise, but don't listen to it. It's not too late for them. They can turn around. They can lift their eyes up to heaven and recognize who is in charge. The Most High King, the God of heaven and earth, our Lord. Amen.